This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
In Revelation 16, John is shown what will happen in the last half of the seven-year tribulation period, the time often referred to as the Great Tribulation. This is the time spoken of in Daniel 12:1, which says, "There will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time." Or, as Jesus put it in Mark 13:19, "For those days will be a time of tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of creation which God created until now, and never will." The seven angels who had been given the seven bowls full of wrath are told by a voice from the temple to go and pour out on the earth the seven bowls of the wrath of God. The first bowl became a loathsome and malignant sore on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. The second bowl was poured into the sea, and it became blood. Every living thing in the sea died. The third bowl was poured into the rivers and the springs of waters, and they became blood. The fourth bowl was poured out upon the sun, and it was given to it to scorch men with fire. The fifth bowl was poured out on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became darkened. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates, and its water was dried up. The seventh angel poured his bowl upon the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne, saying, "It is done." Those are the judgments poured out by God onto those who follow the beast, who take the mark of the beast. While this is going on, John hears comments from those in heaven and on earth. In heaven, the angel of the waters says this, "Righteous are you who are and who were, O Holy One, because you judged these things, for they poured out the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve it." Notice right there the affirmation of the Trinity. The "you" carries a plural verb, but then he is referred to as the Holy One. On earth, the reaction is quite different. When the sun scorches men with fierce heat, they blaspheme the name of God who has the power over these plagues, and they did not repent so as to give him glory. When the darkness came, men on the earth gnawed their tongues because of pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and the sores, and they did not repent of their deeds. There is another voice from heaven saying, "Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes so that he will not walk about naked and men will not see his shame." This would be Jesus speaking. But there is yet something else John sees. He sees coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs, for they are spirits of demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them together for the war of the great day of God, the Almighty. The kings are gathered to the place that is known as Armageddon. So after they are all assembled, the final bowl is poured out on the air, and God declares, "It is finished." Why is the air mentioned specifically? I think it is because Satan is the present prince of the air, and that wrath being poured out on the air signifies his end. But with that announcement, there are yet more things that John has shown. At that time, there were flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder, and there was a great earthquake, such as there had not been since man came to be upon the earth. So great an earthquake was it, and so mighty. The result of that earthquake was that the great city was split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of his fierce wrath. Not only that, but every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. As if that's not bad enough, there is yet one more thing John sees at this time. He sees huge hailstones, about 100 pounds each, coming down from heaven upon men. And John sees and hears one final reaction of those who dwell on earth to this final calamity. John heard them blaspheme God because of the plague of the hail, because its plague was extremely severe. Again, men knew where all of these things were coming from. They knew they were coming from God, but the reaction was to turn away from him instead of to him. The result of their action is yet to be shown. Wait for it as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.